You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Thursday afternoon. We're now joined by Mike Tenorum. He's a T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, thanks for being with us. Let's start for the day, as we do in the wintertime most of the months, with South America. La Nina has been playing a role in Argentina in particular. It's been dry in some of the primary growing regions. What do we know?
Well, we actually are able to run a proprietary piece of software that we developed to try and determine how much of each of these crops were dry in different areas of the world. In Argentina, it's fairly interesting because if you look at their first crop corn production, 77% of that crop was drier than normal over the last 30 days. Soybeans, a very similar story, 78%. Sunflowers, not too bad in Argentina. Only about 42% of those were drier than normal over the last 30 days. What that means is that we need rain. We don't want to see these numbers in the 75-80% range for any crop. That indicates it is pretty dry, and it just tells us that we need a lot of rain. Now, it has been cool throughout much of this dry period, so we haven't seen the unusual combination of dry and warm weather, just dry and cool. That does change, though, in a couple of ways here over the next week. We're going to be adding heat into the forecast starting today and then going right through next week. So temperatures will be popping into the 90s, even 100s once in a while in parts of Argentina, with only a few thunderstorms here and there. So there definitely is a dryness issue at this moment in Argentina, and it lasts at least one more week, Todd.
And if you go further north into the growing regions of Paraguay, the southern Brazil, and all the way up into Mato Grosso, what do you find?
Well, the southern areas of Brazil and Paraguay are also drying out. They're not nearly as dry as Argentina simply because of heavy rainfall about 3 weeks ago. But they're all going to be drying out at the same time over the next 10 days there. So everybody in Argentina, southern Brazil, and Paraguay will be looking for a rain here in about a week or a week and a half. It does look like there will be some rain at that time. We'll see a cool front or two attempt to move through. That will trigger a couple of thunderstorms here and there. At this point, it looks like a half of an inch to 1.5 inches of rain will end up occurring within December 15th to 20th. Now, that is a significant rainfall for any time of the year, but keep in mind, every 10 days in Argentina, we should be receiving 2 inches of rain, and in southern Brazil and Paraguay, we should be receiving 3 inches of rain. So a half inch to 1.5 inches isn't going to cut it. If our forecast is correct, that means that we're going to need more rain later on in the month.
In the United States, we have some dry conditions. I don't know that they have you terribly concerned, but they are an oddity at this point in the Great Plains states.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. It's been unusual to see just how quickly they've dried out. Most of these areas of the plains, that mind you, did have a fairly wet August and September, have not received much of anything since. The last 60 days have been way drier than normal in the central and southern plains from Nebraska to the south. And there's nothing on the horizon. We can see out about 2 weeks, and we might be able to drop some type of storm system in about 2 weeks from now, but that's an iffy situation. And at this point, they could be looking at 70, 80, maybe even 90 days in a row with very little rain or no rain. So we're going to have to keep watching that one, but it's the middle of winter. It doesn't really matter a whole lot for wheat yield potential until we get into late February, more so March, and then especially April.
Hey, thanks so much, Mike. Mike Tenorum, of course, is with T-Storm Weather. He is in Chicago. I'm Todd Gleason.